News. I'm Ed Donahue. Emotions are high in Buffalo, New York. A white supremacist was sentenced to life in prison for the shooting deaths of 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket.
Peyton Gendron was rushed out of the Buffalo courtroom by guards after one of the victim's very upset relatives started to charge at him while another was yelling at him. Barbara Massey Mapps is the sister of Catherine Massey, who was killed in the mass shooting.
Cat didn't hurt anybody. You're going to come to our city and decide you don't like black people.
In documents posted online, Gendron said he hoped the attack would help preserve white power. He wrote he picked the Tops grocery store 3 hours from his home because it was in a predominantly black neighborhood. He also faces separate federal charges that could carry the death penalty. Julie Walker, New York.
The city manager in Austin, Texas, Spencer Kronk, has been fired. There's been outrage in the Texas Capitol over a slow and fumbled response to a winter storm power outage that left thousands of people without electricity for a week or longer. The European Union is hitting Russia with more sanctions over the war in Ukraine.
For maximum impact, we're targeting many industrial goods that Russia needs and that it cannot get through backfilling by third countries.
The EU's Ursula von der Leyen says there will be sanctions against vital goods as well. A new AP NORC poll shows support among the American public for providing Ukraine weaponry and direct economic assistance has softened as the Russian invasion nears the grim one-year milestone. Retail sales jumped as Americans defied inflation and rate hikes. Excluding the pandemic area, the January rise in retail sales was the largest in more than two decades. A new survey shows fully half of Americans indicate they believe national news organizations intend to mislead, misinform, or persuade the public to adopt a point of view. This is AP News. The waters off New England have reached close to record high temperatures.
The Gulf of Maine, which stretches from Massachusetts to Canada, recorded an average temperature of 53.66 degrees. It's the second highest reading on record and nearly 4 degrees above the average. New England is home to rare whales, and it supports most of the U.S. lobster industry. The Gulf of Maine Research Institute says the accelerated warming is changing the ecosystem, driving some species associated with southern waters up into New England, altering the food chain. The highest sea surface temperature in the Gulf of Maine occurred in 2021 with 54 degrees. I'm Jackie Quinn.
NBA legend Michael Jordan turns 60 Friday, and he's celebrating by making a $10 million donation to Make-A-Wish, the largest individual donation they've ever received. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.